They are still afraid to speak up. They want to talk about the president, but they are not able to talk about him because he is the one who caused the whole defeat. It should be put on his head. He is the person behind this whole thing. He became very unpopular. He became arrogant, you know, and he did whatever he wanted. Threatened his own party members, the MPs, some of them people, he actually paid campaign against them. How does that happen? If I were chairman, I would have thrown him out of the party because no president should be given any power to do such a thing, to campaign against your own party members. No, does the party belong to him? But of course, he has all the cards, so he thought he could do whatever he wants, and this is what has brought us to this point. He has hijacked the whole party. After he brought us to this disastrous end, he should have kept quiet and walk away into the sunset and sit somewhere quietly. But he still wants to control the party. We are not going to agree to that. No, the party is not his.
You're saying that the former president Akufo-Addo still wants to control the party?
Oh, yes, he still wants to control. He wants to have a say in who becomes the next flag bearer, whatever, so they cover for him or whatever. You know, even when the results came out, InfoAnalytics made this study. That alone should have told him to be quiet and leave the party alone. If you want your party to do well, this is an indication that you have become very unpopular and you should be quiet. They don't reflect your unpopularity to the party. But no, he's still doing it. He still wants to control everything. It doesn't work that way. If you are popular, it doesn't work that way. Now that you are colossally a failure, we will not agree.
I see. So for you, the cause of the MPP's defeat in the 2024 elections, from your point of view, is squarely on the lap of the former president, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo?
The president, yes, is squarely on his. Became very unpopular, arrogant, telling chiefs to stand up so he can shake their hands. Your own MPs don't want the finance minister, that's the one you want. And on and on and on. And corruption, rampant corruption everywhere. They were looking at the leader, follow the leader. You see, if he's doing it, how do you go and arrest a lower level official? He did whatever he wanted. No consultation. He reshuffled people. No, they are doing a good job. Who does that? Does the party belong to him? No. He brought a colossal failure. That's what it is. And if the officials don't fix this thing properly and they bring it back quickly, do shenanigans, they are going to face the same failure again. The same failure.
But
it may even be worse.